Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nicole Alvarez. Welcome to the DTS Sound Space. I always appreciate you in the front because you got here stupid early, right? To get real, like we're at Lollapalooza. Yeah. Amazing. It's like it's the last day on earth and you just needed to be up front. I get it. I hear you. It's a really special room. We're going to have a conversation with Mr. Marcus Mumford about a record that I hope you've all listened to ad nauseum because it's absolutely stunning. And then he's going to perform. But really quick, this is my tradition. I always have you on the count of three. You're going to say your name, and that way we're all friends. Ready? One, two, three. Kelly! Cool. Got them all. Are we ready? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only Marcus Mumford. These dedicated souls. Marcus, your right-hand man, Gavin, just came up to me and he's like, I remember you from Acoustic Christmas because you were stalking Chris Moss.
That's right, you were.
Yeah, so at the, is he still with you guys?
He's in London.
Yeah, he had a touring drummer who is just the most blessed thing you've ever seen on planet Earth. And as soon as they sat down, that was the first thing I talked about, like the professional that I am.
He's from Luxembourg and his name is Christoph Maas.
Oh,
Chris Maas.
Yeah.
But he's so handsome, we call him Christmas and Birthday.
Christmas and Birthday. Yeah. I want to tell you guys a real quick story about the first time I got to interview Marcus and the crew. It was at Acoustic Christmas 2019 when we did it at the Honda Center. And I'm like, here, these Brits are coming in. And I hang out with a lot of people from the UK. And they curse and they make it sound so elegant. So he sits down. I'm like, do not say the F word. Do not say the C word. I will get fired. No bad words. So he's like, all right, Nutter, I got this. And as soon as the cameras roll, I'm like, is everyone having a fucking good time? He's like, what the fuck was that? What are you doing? What the fuck? And then I just remember you being so charming and so easy to talk to, which is why it's a pleasure to be here with you today.
I mean, I've hung out with Americans enough to know that you're all hypocrites. So I wasn't surprised at all.
This is the kind of banter that he gives, which is why I'm appreciative of being here with you. I'm going to ask you the first question is, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. It's nice to be back in LA.
When I look at your social media a lot, because you're active on IG, and I love watching you zip around on the birds, and I like seeing the Portland airport through your eyes.
It's a beautiful
airport.
It's
a beautiful airport.
They've really put some work into that airport.
But if I may say so, you look happy and liberated, and you look like you're almost, like you've got this childlike joy. It's just, you look free.
I've been working on that.
Yeah?
So thanks. Yeah.
So
I am.
The record, would you say, is it a product of like 30 years of something you didn't talk about, or is that just one of the aspects of self-titled?
Yeah, that's well spotted. It is just one of the aspects of it. Really, it's a record about freedom. And so I'm glad that you feel it's reflected in how I present to the world at the moment because it's real. You know, I wanted to make an album that was real to my experience, which included some gnarly stuff and included quite a lot of good stuff, and quite a lot of freedom and healing and real things that I've experienced, yeah, as well as trauma.
As well as that. Shit, you know? Yeah, I got that right off the bat. I was like, oh, here's where we deal with it. So the record starts with this incredible song by the name of Cannibal. So you take what you're facing and you just grab it by the throat and you go for the jugular. That was a choice to start the record like that. Why did you want to put it up front? Is it to get it out of the way?
Yeah, because I felt like it would have been sort of complicit in the way that I've hidden for a lot of my life to hide it later in the record. It just felt real to put it first, which in some ways has been unhelpful because then it presents like it's a whole record about that, which it's not. But it felt just true. I mean, I was like a month away from putting it out. I was having a wobble thinking like, do I really want this to be the record that's known for that song? Because it's not the whole story. And Brandy Carlisle called me up, who's one of my collaborators on the album and a dear friend, and said, like, dude, don't be afraid. It's where the record started. It's where it should begin. Because it was the first song I wrote for the record. I was just in a period of writing for the sake of writing, like not thinking at all about how I was going to release it or who with. Or I was just writing technically for fun. Didn't turn out that fun to start with. But just sort of following my nose creatively. And I wrote that song first. And then I wrote Grace, the second song, which is like the response to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get there. Don't you worry, Marcus. And
then I played, anyway, so then it kind of started unraveling.
I want to say a couple more things about Cannibal because it really is, God, I love that song so much. There's a part 3 minutes and 2 seconds in where I'm like, Marcus, Oliver, Johnstone, Mumford,
oh,
how
really nice.
Dare you? How dare you make me feel these things? I was not prepared. Yeah. At 3 minutes and 2 seconds into the song when the song explodes, yeah, I didn't see that coming. And the more I listen to the song, I still don't anticipate it because I'm so in the rest of it. And then it just strikes me in the chest like a lightning bolt. And it's my favorite part.
The first time my wife heard that part.
Yeah.
Because there's a demo of it that I did at home, which, it, you know, it's much more sort of like slow build, what we call ski jump, you know, structure like that. And it just wasn't right. And so Blake and I worked on that record here, the version that's on the album, and of Cannibal. And the first time my wife heard it, she had headphones on. And when that came in, she kind of like flinched and then lasted the sort of minute that lost, takes off her headphones. She goes, I fucking hate it.
Stop it, she hated it.
And I was like, that's the reaction I kind of wanted from you, honestly. Like, okay, I'm on to something then.
Holy shit. I have to say, the first time, and I wanted to...
She changed her mind, by
no,
the
no,
way,
no, no. I wanted to touch upon something because the first time I heard self-titled, I was expecting something or I was ready to judge because you're Marcus Mumford. Let's see what Marcus Mumford has to offer. Is it going to be more like Mumford and Sons? So I heard it with those ears, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah, of course. That's
and then I put my headphones on and I listened to it a second time and a third time. And all of a sudden, yes, I heard your story, but then they became my songs too. Yeah. And I started hearing deeper into the songs, like Better Off High has this chick, chick, chick thing and this like horn elephant thing that comes
yeah,
in at the
exactly,
end.
Yeah, that's the best description I've heard of the fretless guitar. The
horn
so
elephant?
Far. Yeah.
Okay, so Cannibal happens, and then it's very obvious that you wanted to close the chapter and change the page because Grace is a completely different tone, and that was by design, yes?
Yeah, it was. It was like, yeah, really turning over the page.
Yeah, and
like,
it works.
Okay, what's next?
You know? Well, that's brilliant because that's why it's not about Cannibal, that thing you were worried about the record being. As soon as Grace comes on, you're like, oh, totally different direction. And it's seamless. And then every other song, you've always been one of my favorite lyricists. I think you're at the top of your game currently as far as lyrics.
Thank you.
Some of the things that come out are so poetic and raw at the same time. I was reading some of the lyrics. I'm like, how? Like, where does one get off being that poetic? Because I'm like, roses are red, violets are blue. I like you, but you smell like poo. Like, that's what I bring to the table. What was, would you say, is there a favorite lyric that you have or a song that you impressed yourself with?
I really like the lyrics to Only Child.
That's the one.
That's the one that makes, that sort of tickles me.
That's the one.
Every night we're playing it at the moment because it's... It's quite mean, and it's supposed to be quite tongue-in-cheek. And I like that one.
All right. You collaborate with four outstanding women on this album, Claro, Monica Martin, Brandi Carlile, who's insane, and Phoebe Bridgers. Did you choose to collaborate with the only women?
And Danielle Ponder also sings on Grace.
Okay. Did you choose to collaborate with those lovely humans, or did they come to you?
Yeah, Janet Jackson wasn't available. She
was there
Rihanna
anybody else?
Rihanna was busy, as planning. Always, it seems. No, yeah, that it was really organic, honestly. It felt right. And Julia Michaels as well, I wrote with for one of the songs. And it was just, I think I was at a stage in my life where I was ready and really needed to work with women again. Because I'd been in quite a male-dominated environment for a long time, work-wise.
Yeah, correct.
But behind the scenes, the women were playing a larger and larger role in the health of my life. And I think there were some emotional aspects to this record that needed to be in the hands of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to be in the hands of women when I was like in this sort of testosterone filled space of vulnerability. It was typically the strength of a woman to come along and lift me over those walls. And that happened each time. It happened with Claro, who's like fucking 13 years old or whatever. It happened with Claro, who really like took me by the hand and guided me through this song that we wrote together. And happened with Brandi. Phoebe, you know, came in and was just cool. Stoked that I got the word heinous into a song. And Monica really helped finish the record, you know, without her. And she sang so beautifully on that song that we put her up in the mix above. She's above me in the mix.
I'm blanking. Go on Light.
Go in Light.
Go in Light. Yeah. I think that's my like second or third. They're all freaking beautiful.
Cool.
Marcus, Oliver, John Stone, Mumford. You choose to end the record with one of the more powerful voices I've ever heard in my lifetime, besides yours. See what I did there? Brandi Carlile.
Yeah.
How did you, just the way that you thought about opening the record with Cannibal, how did you know where to end it?
Yeah, I had quite a clear idea in my head for that. And it's one that normally other musicians are quite judgmental of, like stealing bits from certain songs is seen as sort of lazy. Like, well, write a whole new song, you know. But I like the idea of cross-referencing those two songs and having them bookend the record and move from this place of like hypothetical forgiveness to more planned forgiveness. And she really symbolized a lot of the feeling I had around making this record, which was one of support, really, and that I would never have made it on my own. So even though it's talked of as a solo record, it's the most collaborative and support filled piece of music I've ever been involved in, and I never would have made it on my own. And she came along, put her arm around me and said, like, dude, whatever it takes to help get this out.
Women coming to the rescue again.
Yeah. And
women,
so we went to the studio that day and recorded that song just as it is.
Now you get to take this on the road and watching. It's always cool as an artist, I'm assuming, to watch people sing your lyrics back to you. But seeing as this is a completely different record from another, dare I say, more personal place, watching people sing songs like Cannibal back to you, that's also got to be continued healing, yeah?
I don't really need anything from that song now, honestly. I don't feel like, for me, it wouldn't have felt healthy to put it out needing something from the response.
That's
wise. I put it out when I was like comfortable with the idea of putting it out and didn't need much from it. Now it feels like it's other people's now.
Yeah.
I'll play it and I wrote it and stuff, but I feel like it's, and that happened on the last day of mixing for me. So when you're able to say, like, on your second or third listen, it felt
another
like
mine.
Yours.
Yep.
I'm so stoked about that, because that's really my, someone asked me the night before we finished, we handed it in, like, what's your ambition for the record? And I think they were asking me about record sales and stuff, and I don't understand how any of that works. I said,
my ambition
for the record is that people can identify their own stories in it and make it theirs, because it doesn't feel like mine anymore. It feels like something you birth into the world, and then other people get to
it. Worked. Round one, I heard your story. Round two, three, and four, it just, they became more mine.
Sick.
And that's what you want to do with music, right? At the end of the day, when I look at this record, which, by the way, and I'm not just saying this as lip service, it's stunning.
Thank you. I love it so much. I hear you. Thank you. I receive it.
I've said this on this stage many times. I think that vulnerability is a superpower, but in order to acquire that superpower, you have to go through the shit. And you went through it, and you made it into these amazing songs, and you gave those as a gift to us. My last question to you, would you say that there's some sort of like a forgiving nature to this album? Is there anything about forgiveness?
Yeah, I mean, I think eventually it's all about forgiveness, and it's forgiveness of self as much as anyone, any exterior person. And I think to get to forgiveness, you have to go through truth. You know, it's like the truth and reconciliation thing that Mandela and Tutu taught us about. But I think you have to go back to looking at the facts and the reality. And I think that can happen on a micro and a macro level, which is why I studied, you know, Bryan Stevenson and EJI stuff so carefully when I was writing Stonecatcher. Because, yeah, I think we have to confront the reality of our past in order to receive like reconciliation or forgiveness in the future.
I think the strongest people in the world are the forgiving, because they choose not to drink a poison that doesn't belong to them. So I think forgiveness is the best place to be. Mm. You've given us a lot with this album, and now taking it on the road, it seems like you're having a really great time. I love what you're doing with your social media presence, Mumford.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. I am going to get out of all of your ways, and I'm going to let this man do his thing and sing us some songs. Are you ready for that? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, make some more noise for Marcus Mumford.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.